This goes to Dr. Seth Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, fax 989-668-0423, regarding Michael Spray, S-P-R-A-Y, date of birth 9/14/1948. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Spray with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, a history of left nephrectomy, hypertension, and benign prostatic hypertrophy. His last visit was April 1st of this year. He does see Dr. Mottman, and his next visit is October 23rd to see Dr. Mottman. He is going to need another transurethral prostate resection, but he'd like to wait until the first of the year so he can do some deer hunting before he has the procedure and may require a catheter after that for a while. Otherwise, he's feeling very well. He does complain of some right knee pain that's been going on, though, for about a week or two, and he plans on calling your office for a follow-up visit to have that checked. He denies any injury in that knee, and also his right hip is somewhat painful. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, although he has nocturia about every 2 hours at night. No diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril 20 milligram daily and Flomax 0.4 milligram twice a day. He's also on Atenolol, Cymbalta, Tylenol for pain, Zocor, Norvasc. Physical exam, weight is 237 pounds, and this is stable and unchanged within the last 6 months. Pulse is 52, blood pressure 122 over 80, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 10/7/2024. Creatinine stable at 1.33. Estimated GFR is 55. Phosphorus is 3.3. Albumin is 4.4. Calcium, 9.54. Electrolytes are normal. His hemoglobin is 14.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 6 months. 2, hypertension is well controlled on current medications. 3, history of left nephrectomy. 4, benign prostatic hypertrophy to see Dr. Mottman 10/23 of this year. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.